www.kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KABU Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the film screening From Shock to Awe, A Journey of Hope and Transformation, on Thursday, January 10th at the Sunnyside Community House in Portland. From Shock to Awe follows the path of two combat veterans from the Iraq War as they live with post-traumatic lack of effective treatment and their search for healing and transformation through plant medicine journeys. Again, that's the film screening From Shock to Awe, A Journey of Hope and Transformation, on Thursday, January 10th at 7 p.m. at the Sunnyside Community House, 3520 Southeast Yamhill Street in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. Yourself, my boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend, dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cut that
home. Yes, yes, yes. This is the wonderful Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Yes. We're glad to be back. I'm your host, Dave. And your host, Ken Jones, is in the building.
Yeah.
Coming off a wonderful week. I didn't ask nobody. I just assumed everybody had a good week. Because so. that's what you got to think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're starting out the year right.
Man, we are. Man, it's actually been a great 19 so far.
Yeah?
Man. Yeah, yeah, man.
You said 8 days in, and that's a win.
Yeah, man. So many good things is going on, man. I'm involved in so many wonderful projects and movements and... I didn't have so many good conversations, you know. I didn't cut off a little bit of fat. Mm. That's never my resolution, though. I just do that all year, man. But anyways, yeah, what's up with you, man?
Oh, man, not too much. I feel like I'm running on fumes, but I'm here. And right. Chipper. Got some things.
Yes. So we in the building again, man. Calculated Conversation Radio Show.
Side note, I'm looking at the pen I've been writing with for the last 30 minutes and just realized I have no idea where this pen came from.
Oh, man. That's weird. This pen is in my hand. I didn't know I was even holding the pen. That's weird. What is this?
Yeah, I got an on point credit union.
Shout out to Serve Pro of Northwest Portland, Lake Oswego. Wait. Fire and water cleanup restoration.
So business plug.
Shout out to them for leaving their pens in here. Love you guys.
I feel like this the beginning of this year so far, I feel like I've been doing more reflection and just more intense writing than I've done in a while. Like really breaking down. I think the what's wild is there was the Netflix Black Mirror. They just dropped a new episode, and I'm losing the name because I do that. But anyways, the way that it's set up is you pick your story. So it asks you questions through it. So you get choices through it, right?
Wait, in the movie?
Yeah. So it'll stop and be like,
what?
Like while it's going, a little joint will pop up at the bottom and you use your remote to click which decision you want to make. And depending on that decision, the story takes another route, right? Man. And so that's what it's set up. And that's kind of the theme of the story is decisions, right? And decision trees, where that's like a symbol throughout. And for the listeners, this ain't a spoiler alert or nothing like that. You can go in there. But I can tell you can spend a crazy amount of time, because I think I was like 3 hours in.
What?
Still going, because simple decisions like changing the music that he's playing takes you on a whole different path than if he listened to this other song or grabbed this other record. But anyways, with that, they had the whole thing is that he was trying to build a game based on the first interactive game.
Right.
And so in this whole thing, they kept using the sign for decisions, like coming down and you have a kind of a decision tree, right? Mm-hmm. And building your branches off of that.
Right.
And that had kind of sparked something. And it had me start going through some of the things of my own decisions, right?
Right.
Not only that, but thinking of future conversations, thinking of even some minor stuff of like playing around with it, thinking about like conversations with Matt, my manager, and having discussions and kind of playing this decision tree and using these branches. If he says no to this, what would I say to that?
Mm-hmm.
And then expand on that. Keep going down. If yes is said, what would be said to that? You know, kind of playing around in there. And so that's kind of been sparking something that's got me like looking at a bunch of stuff in that route. And it's made me start kind of jotting down just a bunch of my thoughts and then kind of getting to the root of them in that way. Like starting with, you know, something that I'm like, okay, this is a challenge right now. Why is this a challenge?
Right.
And then writing that out. Then going down from there, like, is this made up or is this something that's actually a barrier?
Right.
What is the actual barrier? What are you probably making up as a barrier?
Right.
And so this is splitting off and going down. And then now how could you accomplish this? How could you get to the root of solving this and dealing with this, building,
right?
You know, and so it just keeps kind of branching off. And what it's been doing is just getting me to kind of analyze things in a much better, more formatted way. And I feel like it's done a lot, and it's making me even look at other things,
right?
You know, just in my everyday life of kind of thinking that, and then understanding also just how a lot of you know, business is done, you know, on a bigger scale. Right. And understanding how these things are set up. And if you take the time kind of beforehand to map out the yays and the nays, what are all the curves that could possibly come that you can possibly think of, and taking the time to kind of map that out, and not so it's like a worrying about that so much, just so that in case that pops up, you've already thought about what to do in that instance.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So that's been kind of my theme so far running into this year. And then, you know, me and Carmen doing our monthly theme for the house.
Right.
It ended up being, we were having a discussion and she was just frustrated with a couple of things, and we were going back and forth, and recently kind of rereading one of my older books and the idea of like the growth mindset,
right,
versus the fixed. And so that became part of the conversation, and it was interesting because with that was another thing I was able to kind of do that same tree and run branches off of. So we kind of put that together, and it's just been having my wheels turning a lot since then.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, man. It's I think some of the best movies and some of the best, like, even like just plays, or, you know, even music, man. I mean, they find a way to entertain you and yet still inspire you at the same time, you know. And I think those are some of the, to me, just some of the best pieces of art that you know, a person can actually spend his time paying attention right. to, because you get to reflect. But that scenario kind of reminds me of a book I read when I was in second or third grade. What yeah. series was that when we were little, man? Like, God, I don't remember being in elementary, man, so long ago. But just they had certain books when we were little, like they would ask us questions of what we wanted to do. And if right. you want to do this, turn to this page. If you want to do this decision, right. go to this page.
Right, right.
You
right.
know what I mean? It was right. kind of weird. So right. when you said that, it brought me back some crazy memories. I hadn't even thought of that concept in a long time.
Bandersnatch, Black Book Bandersnatch. That was
I'm glad you said that, because I seen that name, people posting that name, but I didn't really know what it was. They said it's amazing
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, it's kind of trippy, but like to how many... And again, for me, watching it and like breaking it down into like how this had to have been mapped out, even in the film, the writing of it,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
the filming of this.
I was thinking about the writer.
Right. And like I say, I probably about 3 hours invested worth of going down these different
right.
routes,
right.
which is just to me like, wow.
Yeah, I love that idea. I mean, I think that's one of the best tools for education that that can work. I mean, I think showing people. Just results, and I ain't gonna say consequences, but I'm gonna say effects yeah. of their decisions.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And how things could go possibly, right. which is why you should probably calculate a little bit more.
Right.
You know, but I've always had a vision of doing that, man, and being a playwright, which I still might do it, but I want to create one like that and kind of do it around supposed. And different scenarios, so yeah. people can see the difference in the results.
Right.
You know, because you typically in movies and shows, you see one result.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But imagine just like you said in that movie and anything.
Pretty much you're usually a passive watcher.
Yeah, being able to like actually kind of choose your result.
I think that's going to change. That's going to change moving forward. That them putting that in the mix
mm-hmm.
is about to change a lot of experience with. Television
right
and watching content, not even just television, but however you're watching, you know,
right.
Because of that
right.
and think of how, you know, this is just the forefront of it and how complex that can actually get, and mm-hmm. being that they found out a way to make it work with your television, your mouse or your remote control, your mouse, whatever it is you're watching with,
mm-hmm.
that access being brought to, you know, anytime you get a movie at home. And being able to actually experience
right.
that whole thing to where you're getting a much better experience.
Right.
And to be able to actually, like you say, be able to interact where somebody's actually thinking in that sense of, okay, I'm creating something that's really meant to show you. Like, I feel like this was kind of broad, but something that actually gets more to the root,
right?
Of actual societal problems and so on,
yeah.
and actually kind of playing these things out. And of course, nothing's 100%, so... But with that, it still could be interesting, and I feel like this is a game changer for how we're going to interact with content moving forward.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, that sounds like something that's pretty groundbreaking as far as I'm concerned, especially in that industry. So,
right.
Shout out to those dudes who made that movie, because I need to go check that out.
But the takeaway is decision making and paying attention and really weighing the options.
Decision making,
yes,
options. Oh, well, okay. First of all, let's just make sure people know where to find us, because we always forget to. we'll talk the whole show. Let me tell you who we are. So you can find us on social media. Check out Instagram at Calculated Conversation.
Bam.
The Facebook page is the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Email us calculatedconversation@gmail.
Bam.
Twitter @calculatedtalk. Somebody else is apparently conversating at that time, so we're just talking on there. So and then the website calculatedconversation.com.
Yes,
the socials.
And I wanted to follow up too with last show we ended giving our New Year shout outs.
Mm-hmm,
and I wanted to make sure to something we passed up, but it wasn't on purpose or intentional, for our board op.
Yes.
Sonia. She's been holding it down for us and making sure things flow smoothly.
Very smoothly.
It was a transition in the very beginning of the show back in March before she got on the boards. It was a lot of rocky road, as you guys can recall, that's been here since the beginning.
Right.
And she's helped to make sure it's a flow.
Right, man. Very, very supportive. Always nice, communicative.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes.
And not only that, she actually likes us. And I think she likes our show too. Can you want to say something to the people? Like, just say hi or something?
Yeah. Or wait for you. They're looking for you. Hey.
Yeah, so that's the lady who runs everything.
Yes.
We sit here and just be cool and talk with red cups and bottles of water in our hand. And she controls 45 buttons that, you know, make sure that you guys can hear what we're saying and that calls can come through. So shout out to Sonya.
Righteous. Man. And that's a great thing that you just put out, because speaking of calls, make sure that you guys tune in or call in.
Yeah.
503-231-8187 is the line.
Right. You cannot text it, though, I don't think. So no collect calls unless we clear it.
You know, I was trying to figure out, like, the landlines. I was thinking of this earlier this week, and I was hearing that the cost of getting, like, a home phone is actually crazy expensive now, because they know that if you're looking for a landline, you need it.
You're making money, yeah.
Yeah, and that was interesting, because I haven't thought about how much a regular phone costs in a long time.
Dang, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
People don't even have landlines.
Yeah, I don't even see why they even put home phone. When I be thinking about forms, and they'd be like home phone or cell phone, like, how many people are putting a home phone number?
Right. You want my other cell phone number? Because I got three of them. But anyway, so I think we're going to get back to that concept in a minute. Because then you want to elaborate on that a little bit in a minute?
Yeah, I got a couple of little things for it.
But yeah, just as far as 2019, man, I think it's been a good year so far. I mean, I ain't gonna say 2020 my year yet, but but no, I mean, just good things happening, man. Just staying motivated, making sure that, you know, we around the right people and having the right conversations, and, you know, try to keep it short when it comes to, you know, talking bad about people, or, you know, just kind of circulating the negative energy and mm-hmm. You know, just got to do your best to pay attention to that, because that stuff is actually real energy. You know what I mean? Like, it's super, super real energy. And I was having a conversation with somebody the other day. Again, we always had this conversation, but I'm saying it again because we may never have another conversation that's different, but yeah. It's going to be said like 100 different ways, and it's going to be brought up 100 different times. But yeah, somebody was, you know, people still contend that, like, you know, the whole social media energy isn't real, you know what I mean? And it's like, and I use it to network, man. I use it to market. And so, like, I still see stuff though that I don't want to see. And right. So it's really hard, man, you know, to not see a lot of things that you don't want to see. And so and a lot of times, you know, like, I see people having conversations about that it's not really real, and people don't really give you who they are, and, you know, and in the meantime, I mean, for the most part, that's true, because I feel like I don't give people a lot of everything of me personally, right. But
same.
However, you know exactly what I care about,
right?
And how I feel, and you know how I spend my time. You may not know all the things that bother me, but at least you know what makes me happy, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's-
and so, I was telling him, I said, well, it's actually real, you know, and people do try to pawn it off as just being social media. But if you want to break it down, I mean, I will tell you that people have lost their lives because of social media. They've lost their jobs. They've lost their relationships. They've lost their money. They have been incarcerated because of social media. They have been... It's just so much stuff, man. I don't really want to go too deep, but I mean, you see what I'm saying. Like, yes. So many things have affected people's real life, thinking yes. It's just social media. It's not just social media, man. And so it's real, live, raw, and effective energy traveling through that platform on a regular basis. So please pay attention to what you write. Pay attention to the content that you comment on. You know, just make sure that you cover yourself, because you could get wrapped up to a point and you could actually get off social media and shut your phone down and walk away mad. You know what I mean? And that's the kind of power that it has. You know what I mean? You could actually walk away mad from your phone. Could make you mad by looking at it. You know what I mean? And so that's something we just want to make sure people stay conscious of. You know, I mean, you think it may not affect nobody, but it really does, you know. And I do my best, and I know I ain't perfect with it, you know, but I do, you know, make sure I put out the energy that I can. I know Ken does too. You've been definitely going a lot deeper lately and stuff. Right. Well, you always go deep, but right. I mean, you've been repeatedly going deep a little bit lately, so I can see that, you know.
I've been lightweight burnt.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I was deactivated and, like, popping in for a day. And then because it's just getting, I feel like they need to add on the feature like Twitter where you can just mute a word or a phrase and not see anything.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, on Twitter you can. Wow. They need to incorporate that into the book. But I just be burnt on it. And it's like, it's honestly, a lot of it has to do with the things that we're doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? These type of things, the other, you know, having my podcast, those are the reasons that I kind of stay coming back to try to throw something out there just to kind of, you know, because that's a part of this. And but it's a lot of it that, like you say, it's like constant. And then just like people just wanting to say stuff just to be a part of whatever conversation is happening. And then get not even like the amount of times I read people having a reaction or a response to something and then reading maybe a couple comments down and realizing them saying like they didn't know or they didn't see this or they didn't
read it. It opened like, it up.
Like, wait, hold on. So how do you have an opinion? You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Yeah. And I find myself that, you know, I was going through, because I did like a social cleanse too of going and just, you know, deleting a bunch of stuff, but then following a bunch of psychology pages, science pages, you know, stuff that I actually, content that I'm actually wanting to see. Right. And it's made it, you know, a little bit easier, but I be kind of turned. So it's the stuff I've been trying to put out is more like, okay, this is an idea I've had. Let me just throw this out here, you know, and get more consistent with that. But it's like throwing it out there and then jumping right back off. That's why it's not even too much engagement happening at this point. But it is what it is.
It takes some strength, man. It takes some strength because, I mean, I feel like we human, man. And it's like we, I mean, I don't know about you, but I so bad just want to get on there and say something. Yeah. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Because you can see that, you know, a lot of people really don't understand the depths of what they're saying or what they're writing or even how they feel or even of themselves in general, you know? And so I'm like, dang, like, I don't, it's like, man, you know, when you really start to see the world, man, I think it really, really, it puts you in a tough position.
See, I think, too, another piece in that is like just as far as the human condition of, you know, us being group, right? And understanding that our peers, that's kind of our yardstick. That's kind of how we measure where we're at and, and how we're doing. And the problem with that, when you come to social media specifically, because again, outside of here, it can happen too, right? But I feel like socials is even more curated because it's your people, right? People with similar interests, like so on and so on, right? Political affiliation, whatever. With that, if this is your yards that you're measuring and you're complaining, they're complaining, then it's all good because this is what everybody's doing in that sense. Right. You know what I mean? And so that becomes like, this is cool. Right. This is okay. Not even necessarily as cool, but it's like everybody's doing this. And it's like, not everybody's doing this. Mm-hmm. But that's what you're typically seeing. Right. And so for the people that I feel like definitely live in that space a lot more than outside of it, where you're running into things that are different, having different experiences, having to measure yourself against peers who are actually progressing, who are actually in a mental place that's for an elevation, people who are constantly reinventing themselves, people who are ever evolving. I've used that term so many times, but when you're focusing yourself and comparing yourself to those, that gives you a different motivation than the people that you're sitting that are sitting around complaining and always have something to say, because if that's all you're hearing, then you're not doing nothing wrong.
Right.
That's status quo. Right. And that's in your mind and many people's minds. And then taking in that, how easy that can be, you know, how, when's the last time you've like been standing in a line? Like, you know, look at all the things that we do where it comes to like sitting still for a second.
Right.
We can barely sit still. We can't wait. You know, sitting in the checkout line is we're going to jump on, you know, and again, I understand that everybody's not hopping on to get on socials, because I think of how many times I'm looking up the most random of questions because I got a moment to sit here and kind of investigate something. But that's things that I do on purpose to kind of stay out of that.
Right.
You know, and I tell people, notice that I don't get in back and forth. So I've never been in any exchanges in any kind of weird way.
Nope.
And that's not why there's a reason for that.
Right.
It's not, it's a reason because there's a certain vibe that I put out there. And like you said, I'm giving a piece. This is a small piece, but you can get from that small piece more of my ore. You know what I mean? Right. But you're not getting all these crazy details and every thought that runs through and so on, because what is that doing?
Right.
Where is that going to benefit?
Right.
Like, looking at stuff when a tragedy happens, right? To somebody in the city, or one of the first questions is, what happened? Not, are you okay?
Right, right.
What How are you doing? What happened? Right. They just want some information. Mm-hmm. And then usually somebody comments and tells, and then it's, wow, that's crazy. And then they're off just to have a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I've understood that from the jump. And so it's like, I'm not putting this here. That to me is, there definitely is a barrier, but there's a piece of me that you're able to pick up on.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this is what you're going to get. And that's not what is always there, because I'm not one dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely, you know, these pieces. And I think that, taking that into account, there's a lot of people who may have the same idea that I'm putting out right now, yeah. that it's like, this is just a piece. But it's like, yikes, if we only seeing the worst, one of the, you know, the pieces that are not a great reflection mm-hmm. of you as a whole, then we're summing you kind of up based on that. And again, that's just human condition, and that's right. not somebody judging a book by its cover. No, we're judging you by the words written on the back when we flip it over, because
right.
that's what we're getting right now.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just it's always interesting seeing people who mind are stuck that it's just this. Like yeah, if you're a comedian, you're doing something that it's just giving that. But if you're on here really pouring out,
yeah.
right? And not in a way that I'm pouring out and exposing my difficulties in life in order to inspire or actually to seek some kind of counsel,
mm-hmm.
but just to get it out.
Right.
That's different. Like, they've got these things called journals. They've got these things called pens. They've got, every phone has a app that you can make a note or talk to it.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
They have all that. And it's trash, because I don't think people are understanding that not only is this stuff being put out there as far as the energy, but you're also putting a certain type of information out there
right.
that people now can take and use that to spin on you.
On you, yeah. And they will.
And they will, in a moment's notice. Like,
I was telling, I told the dude the other day, I said, you know, and again, I told you this before too, you know what I mean? Like, I absolutely do take in the account of the things that people say on social media
mm-hmm.
and how their energy is used when I decide if I want to connect with them on a deeper, another level.
Right.
People say you can't do that. I say definitely do that. Always do that, because that's how people really feel. These are raw moments in people's lives where they're not realizing they're on social media, and a lot of them are just being themselves.
Right.
Now, that's not a bad thing. It just means that sometimes people don't have another outlet, and they don't, you know, it's not everybody's fault, and we're not putting them down. It's just a matter of understanding what real outlets are and what they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, social media is not a real outlet. It's just the news station.
Hmm.
It's a news platform hmm. to let people know your business that really don't care what happens to you. Hmm. You know, and that's why it's super, super important to have that circle of people that you know are, that have your long-term benefit in mind. Those are the people you want to connect with, the people that care what happens to you. That, and it's all irrelevant from them in their own life. They mm-hmm. just care about what happens to you, so you're gonna get the best information and, you know, some of the best advice as well. You know, and this whole thing, you know, first of all, the number here is 503-231-8187. We want to keep shooting that out, because we definitely want you guys to call in and chime in. We talking about something right now that everybody goes through and experiences. And so please don't hesitate to give us your opinion, your experience, or just kind of what your outlook is on what we're, you know, on how we're addressing it.
Right.
You know, we open to, you know, feedback and constructive criticism and whatnot. You know, we're not perfect, but we just having a simple conversation. We're not writing it down. This is how we talk all the time. So we definitely not trying to offend nobody, but we definitely don't want to sugarcoat some of the true things that's actually taking place that's affecting our community and our society. And that's why this is called Calculated Conversations, because the conversations ain't always going to be easy, and they're not going to always be lovable, but they're going to always be calculated to a bigger picture, which is our own awareness, our social awareness, our self-awareness, you
yes.
know. And that's the main thing. I mean, like, I think yesterday or a couple of days ago, I was saying, like, I wonder what people would write about if they couldn't write about celebrity gossip, if they couldn't do a social media challenge, if they couldn't talk about anything they hate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to wonder what it would look like at that point. You know what I mean? And so I want to go a little bit deeper for real, real quick. Again, our social medias is the website is calculatedconversation.com. The Instagram is at calculatedconversation. The Twitter is at calculatedtalk. And the Facebook is at calculatedconversationshow.
Radio show.
Radio show. Yep, right. Yep. And so just keep that in mind and always tune in and tap in with us and please share the movement. We're trying to get this information out.
Yes.
And as far as possible, only because we just think it's beneficial for people to have certain different outlooks and aspects of kind of how communication work and how people work and how energy works.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's all. You don't have to use it, but at least just look into it.
Yeah.
And see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, we respect that. But we more respect that you were open-minded enough to even just look into something that maybe didn't make sense to you at first. And so here's my take, man. You know, I had a conversation last night, you know, with one of my best friends, and, you know, we talked about, I always talk about this concept, you know, I always talk about the same stuff, man. I need a new conversation. But this whole idea, this whole definition of what success is, and I really think that that's kind of where a lot of us are kind of just missing the buck, you know what I mean? Like, the definition of success, we just all want to succeed. We want to be successful. Mm-hmm. Even the people that we might see being negative all the time, they are frustrated a lot of times because in some aspect or area of their lives, they're not successful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that makes you it makes you frustrated with the mm-hmm. world, man. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, it makes you attach to negativity a bit quicker. Mm-hmm. It makes you say, yeah, I hate that too, real fast. You know, and like, here's something I think that people might be missing. I think what we're missing, I ain't gonna say people, I'm sure I miss it too, is the concept of love and the mm-hmm. importance of it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And how far that the energy from love actually travels. You know, and I don't really think that a lot of people really consider the benefits of love. So I guess it's the benefits of love is kind of what I wanted to break down a little bit, because I know that we live in a place that kind of tells you that being too vulnerable. And that's why, and this is when I always give me and you in this example, mm-hmm. because like, I feel like we operate in love for the most part, right. You know what I mean? And that's hard to do mm-hmm. because you kind of have to dismiss a lot of things you was born with. I mean, not born, but raised in.
Right.
Like, that you were really mentally and strategically, like, cultured into believing yeah. in. You know, and it gets you, and it definitely gets you to a point of masculinity. And so a lot of times, I think we mistake masculinity for success.
Mm.
We mistake that for being powerful.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Aggression.
And in the whole time, we are missing the fact that love is what's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people really know the benefits of love. And if we could break down the benefits of love and spread that knowledge repeatedly and more often, hopefully some people start to say, you know what? I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Because it works. Yeah. I feel like it works, man. You know, and so here's the misconception I feel like is,
all right.
is that love won't support you. Love don't pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Love makes you look like a punk.
Mm.
You know, it makes you look soft as a man,
mm-hmm.
even as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Being loving makes you too vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Being loving threatens your masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being loving, it just takes away from your own personal love of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You love more people, the less love you have for yourself. And so these are some of the ideologies that we're kind of that are engraved in our mental, man.
Yeah.
Like, they engraved in us, and we really believe that, and we fight for that to the death, and we don't really understand what that's doing in the long run, you know? And so, and I want to flip it around a little bit. Let's talk about love, you know, and instead of the benefits of negativity or hate, let's talk about the benefits of love. Now, I know for a fact in my own personal experience, and there's a lot of, and you can probably attest to this, and there's a lot of people out there that are successful in their own right that can also probably attest to this.
Right.
you absolutely can, you know, make money off love and positive energy. You can actually financially benefit from that. People think that you can't, you know what I mean? And so that's a myth we got to dispel, because I know for a fact.
Shout out reality TV.
Yeah, exactly. Shout that out, man. I know for a fact that the more love that you show and the more in tune you are with yourself, the more you're going to attract the right people. People want to work with a lot of people that can display these characteristics and that understand them and that can utilize them on their day-to-day operations in any capacity. You know what I mean? And so these are the people that big companies they want to hire. These are the people that certain brands and businesses and they want to work with.
Right.
You know, these are some of the people that they want to represent their company.
Right.
So what I'm saying is you can benefit. Some people will say, I will say, hey, I will not work with that person. Right. I do not like the way that they handle themselves. And I'm not judging, but I have to protect myself and what I'm building.
Right.
And that's the kind of energy that I know doesn't go too far. Mm. That energy stops you down the line, and then everything you built is crumbling before you know it.
Right.
And so that's the reason, not because we judge these people or because we think, you know, something's wrong with them. You know, it's just a matter of not really getting it and not understanding the benefits, the long-term benefits, and kind of how you build. I'm always surrounded by love, man. Like, yeah. You know, and I ain't gonna say, I shouldn't say always, but I know what it looks like, and I know how it feels, and I know where to find it.
You do your best to place yourself.
You know what I mean? You know. And so I spend more times with those people. Yeah. As I spend more times with those people, opportunities are created within these people, with these people. And in the end, finances is created because of these conversations, man.
Right.
So you can love will get you these things. It'll get you money. You want a big house? Love will get you that.
Right.
You want money? Love will get you that. You want to be respected? Love will get you that. And you know, if you want to be appreciated, love will get you that.
Right.
And so these are what people want.
Right.
But they don't know that love is the thing that does that for you. Mm. You know what I mean? They don't know that, bro. And so that's something that we always have to kind of consider. And you know, I feel like we have to be stronger than sometimes our natural intuition to off top, you know, think negative,
right.
You know, our natural inclination, you know, to try to alienate people and not show love for fear of losing something. Like, we think we're going to lose with love.
Right.
You know, I mean, people always think that They had a bad relationship, or they had a narcissist in their life, mm-hmm. only because they love hard. You may have loved wrong, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, but loving hard is not gonna hurt you if you you know, understand what love is and you use it properly, you know, and you put the energy behind it. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah.
And so this is something that, I mean, we really just want people to be considerate of, man. Like, love will get you everything that you think you want out of life, but you can't be scared to use that emotion, and you can't be scared to be patient with love either.
That's a big one.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's the big one.
Patience with love, you know. And so people, just keep that in mind, man. It's just something that, this was on my heart the last couple of days, and I started to realize that I think people just really don't know the benefits of love. They think that you lose by loving, and you lose by giving.
Right.
And they don't really realize how much love you get back, and how many things that you gain. You know, and I don't mean things. I mean how many opportunities and social circles and, you know, just love in return. Yeah. All this, you get all this back, man. You know, if you you do it the wrong way, you won't get it back. But you know, in the bigger scheme of things, man, it really does work. And I benefited off it for a long time, you know. And a lot of love that I've shown, that I've received, people always support me, man. They always do. And I really just think it's because of the love. That I don't think it's because me or because my product is the best or because I'm handsome. I think it's just because, not that I am, I think it's because people actually just like the fact that, man, this is a cool dude, man.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, I'm going to buy his stuff even if I don't like it.
Right.
Of course, I had one girl tell me that. She said, well, I've been buying your shirts because I want to get with you.
Ooh. Ooh.
And you know what killed me about that? And she said, your shirts ain't that MF and tight. But I done bought 8 of them.
Ooh, whoa.
I said.
You need friends like her.
I said, first of all, thank you for your honesty. I actually thought my shirts was tight, but let me go back to the drawing board, you know. But at least I got something keeping them, right. You know, keeping the support going, man. That's the main point, is that, like, the love is, it's just really important, man. And I know it looks like, it just looked like it doesn't pay. And I respect that, because those are not the images that we're given. Right. The images that we're given, the things that go viral, it's not always about love. It's usually about hate.
Yeah.
And so we think that that's the way to go. But in the end, that's going to consume you. Like, I have not seen one person be successful or be self-made successful, or even, you know, even a silver spoon successful.
Right.
But I have not seen one person, like, manage that success, hold it, maintain it, and push it out towards longevity by being a hateful person and not being consumed by their own energy. And I don't mean finances when I'm talking success. I mean, I can't name one person that has been inherently successful in every aspect of their life being negative. I've always seen these people get consumed, even the most famous people.
I mean, outside of Mona Scott, but keep going.
But even some of the most famous people, you know what I mean? And, you know, some of the richest people, like, in the end, I've seen a lot of them, you know, drown themselves in the energy and let success kind of slip out of their arms because they didn't realize, because they didn't have love. Love wasn't a part of it.
It wasn't the foundation.
You know, so with that being said, I've been talking too much. I know my man Ken is going to touch up.
So right quick before I get to talking, 503-231-8187, go ahead and call in. Share your thoughts.
All right. Is the phone on vibrate or something? Because I didn't hear nobody. Is it?
Yeah, so do not disturb.
I feel like people just listen and say, I'm not going to call in and put myself on Front Street. I'm just going to listen from the comforts of my own Corsica. They still make those?
Nah.
Oh, I don't know why I said that. Sorry about that.
And that only came in one shape.
It said a cord. Sorry.
So, you know, piggybacking off what I was saying earlier, and I feel like everything, a lot of the points you hit on during what you had to say about love kind of tie into this, because it was the idea of this growth identity, right? Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because the you know, your identity is essentially the story you tell yourself about yourself.
Right.
And why a lot of the times I think we're thrown off when somebody says something that contradicts what we think and feel about ourselves, mm-hmm, is because we're fixed on this, and it's real black and white.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I'm a good dude, like, that's too hard line, because right, there's evidence that says it's contrary to that. There's evidence that is gonna oppose that and gonna say something different to somebody, depending, mm-hmm, on what scenario we were, you know, engaging in.
Mm-hmm.
Going into this idea of, like, where the fixed mindset touches on, I think, a lot of the opposite of what you were talking about, where it's like it's too hard line, mm-hmm, right? And so you having this growth mindset, you're open. You look at things as not the end all be all, because I think with the fix, it's like all or nothing.
Right. Right.
It's either you're going full speed ahead, and if you're not considered the best, then you're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to this growth, it's like, okay, I'm not the best. I didn't do. Okay, let me recalculate how I'm going to approach this and keep hitting it. Right. And this was kind of one of the conversations, you know, this all kind of blossomed from a conversation me and Carmen were having, and went into being frustrated with homework and these different assignments. And there's a couple of ways of going about it where, you know, you go, especially if you have this idea, identity that you're smart,
mm-hmm,
or you're gifted in this, gifted in that.
Right.
Right. And then you come across something that is actually challenging. And this is how you can tell the difference typically in the growth versus the fix, is you get to this challenge and it's like, that's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm doubting my whole life. I'm doubting everything up to this point,
right,
based on this one thing. Then you have your growth mindset. It's hitting that and it's like, okay, I may have failed at completing whatever that was,
right,
but that was learning.
Right.
I won't fail that way again.
Right.
That's a big take, right? You can fail many different ways before you get to the right way. But if you take that failure, and I'm doing that in air quotes for the listeners that are not tuning in on the YouTube, for the people tuning in. Hey,
I hope you guys know we live. But we live on YouTube right now. So I didn't mention that, huh?
Yeah, nah.
Calculated conversation, but
yes.
Continue, brother.
But so you know, you're taking those things in there, and it's like having to really sit down and kind of think, even to what I was saying earlier about the idea that we kind of use our peers as a yardstick of where we should be at in life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so in these different mindsets, it's like, you know, you see your people doing good and be like, that's dope. Mm-hmm. And it does a couple of things, which for me, it's always been like a motivation. Like my partner's buying homes and, you know, people getting their great jobs and getting promotions, mm-hmm. and people starting businesses, putting events together. Like for me, that's like dope, mm-hmm. right? Dope. But it's motivation always, mm-hmm. because it's like, okay, I know there's more, mm-hmm. right? And it keeps going. And then you get people to get trying to find out why you didn't deserve that, mm-hmm. right? Because they're not at whatever level they, so now they're looking like, they ain't this, they ain't that, they don't even, and it's pulling, and for what? Like, that's not even directly affecting you. No. Like, how, so that, again, part of that mindset. And then also with that is kind of being open to the idea where on this fixed in growth mindset, growth identity, is understanding that most problems you were probably a part of too, and being able to accept that piece.
Right.
Being able to accept that you probably were a part of that failed relationship, a part of whatever, because it's easy to put it off like, oh, always, this person, yeah. they didn't understand that. But in me, or not but, in addition to me saying that, is the idea of intentions. Because we talk about intentions, mm-hmm. and how sometimes they fall short, right?
Right.
And they do not get, the outcome is not what was intended.
What we wanted.
But one of the things having to remember is that a lot of times intentions are complex.
Right.
Like real complex. People's actions, people's identities, these things are complex. And so being able to take that into account with people, mm-hmm. and operating from a place of love, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Growth mindset. When people do come up short, starting off before just assuming the worst, taking a second to see where was this actually coming from, right? Where was this? And digging a little bit into that.
Right.
And the ability to see, like, think of the things that you've done that fell short, the mm-hmm. things that it blew up in your face. And behind that, it was like, this is what I was, this was my intent with that.
Right.
Now, is that always work? No. But it's something at least to process. Mm-hmm. Once you process, then go, as opposed to just that initial reaction and running with that first idea, that first thought, first response, emotional response. It's taking some of that into account. And I think that in the idea of the labels and how putting a label on yourself that's kind of rigid, like, mm-hmm. you know, I quit saying like I'm smart years ago.
Right.
What I know that I'm decent at, I'm pretty good at, is trying to figure stuff out, mm-hmm. like learning things. Mm-hmm. Like as you right here, I got a screen up on my laptop right now. Like I'm teaching myself some software. I'm teaching myself a couple softwares, but that's what I know that I'm good at. It's not just sitting at a table, because there's nothing I don't feel that I can look back on outside of talking and laughing that I've just been good at off top.
Right.
It's so much stuff behind the scenes that gets put in and time that gets invested into trying to figure stuff out. Yeah. And I have to understand that smart means something different to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I don't, your general book smarts, your high school things that are like standard that I see a lot of people, like I don't remember none of that. But there's a lot of things as far as your day-to-day life and living that I'm intelligent with, mm-hmm. right? But again, I quit putting that out there because that's too hard line. And the problem with labeling yourself like that and that being so rigid is that when you run into something that doesn't work, something you can't figure out, something you don't know,
right.
then it shakes you. Because you've made that a part of your identity. And so when it gets thrown off, and it's like, I think a better way to put this is like saying like, I'm a man of my word, I'm a woman of my word, mm-hmm. right? Which is cool, that may be most times. But if you're so rooted in that, what happens when you've given your boss your word, supervisor, but you've also given your son your word, and then you realize that overlap? Mm-hmm. Now you have to choose one. Now somebody gets to say that you're not a man of your word.
Right.
So attaching yourself so hard line to something, as opposed to being like, I try to make sure I follow through on my commitments, those things. That's more in that growth thing and understanding that there are times where these things are not gonna work out.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of people, they get caught up in, and that's where the whole idea of these images and these things that get broken down, because people are stuck in this way of perfect. And as much as, you know, we talk about nobody's perfect, we're not, we're not. There's a lot of people that don't want to ever fail, right? And I understand, you know, taking on a challenge and keep going, because I think I've got the people in my life that know me know that I get bent on something. I can't figure a problem out. I might get to doing some back end stuff and I can't figure out why this isn't working. That little quick, I'm just going to do this for 20 minutes, turns into 4 hours quick.
Right.
Because I got to keep going until I can't go to sleep. I can't, like, I got to try to figure this out. Right. And so this is a piece of, you know, who I am, where it is. Like, I'm learning. I know that that doesn't work. 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 Right. Keep being repetitive about that. Taking that into, yeah, we all have moments. And so me also saying this with this idea, this growth identity, growth mindset, operating from a place of love, it's not that it's things are always going to work out, because that's what you're applying. What that's saying is that you're going to be able to get knocked down, have these issues, but not let that take away all of you.
Right, absolutely.
And you become so consumed with what's not working. Just understand to try to build more complex ideas of who you are. So it's not so easy just, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. No, I'm like this, but I can also be this. You know what I mean? That's a little bit more open and honest. That's a little bit more raw. That's a little bit who you, more of who you are.
Exactly.
Understanding that if I think there's a lot of people that hide behind being perfect as a way to escape the mirror that gets put up for themselves. Of the blind spots that we typically overlook, right? And being that's a that's a thing, and all of us have blind spots, and our mirrors are typically the people who care enough to say something. And sometimes it's not even the people who care. It's one of the ways I look at it is, if three people say something similar, and they've picked up on something that I don't think about myself, but this is their experience, then you know what? That might be worth taking a look at. That might be something. You know what I mean? And then if somebody actually cares about you, actually has something in them that is for you, and not so much of for keeping your feelings and delicately holding them, but actually making sure that you're able to see yourself in a light that you're not able to, and they give you some feedback, analyze that. Not saying that's 100% truth,
right.
But there may be some truth to it in that moment. Is that your 100% truth? No. But that could be in that moment, and what it is that they see and what they're feeling. So it's just, I think with this idea of the growth and the fixed, and taking that in, where it's just a simple difference of something you did versus who you are. Right? That action versus who you are. And for some people, that can really shake up everything, because so much of their identity is attached to this hard line thing.
Right.
And it throws them off because their identity is attached to that.
Right.
So now they believe that's who they are.
Right.
That was my soapbox talk.
And they don't necessarily naturally walk in that energy either, which is makes it difficult, which is why probably a lot of they inconsistent with what they say and what they do,
because it's what they told themselves, you know. And all of us have done it to a point. Again, these are things that I've recognized. That's why even going through this and kind of doing, you know, the idea that decision tree that I was talking about, and branching out and really running through some of these things and realizing even with my own self, some of these things that there's parts of me that are definitely in that growth mindset, and there's definitely parts of me in that fixed mindset. And there's something great though in the idea of switching more of that over to the growth.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's nothing more than just being vulnerable. I had a conversation this morning with older gentleman discussing being open, and something about having humility and being able to say, I don't know, or to be like, yeah, let's figure it out. Right, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's something about that as opposed to somebody that always has an answer, because sometimes I feel like somebody that always has an answer, like on the spot, it's like either you, especially if this is like, and not just something like I'm talking to you about your area of expertise, right, but you always have, and there's never a I don't know, or them asking you something to learn something, then it's kind of like I can't take that. There's something that I need, right, to show me that you're similar in a way that we're both trying to figure life out still. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so having that conversation with him and just like talking about how many more people I can identify with that than they can with perfection.
Right.
Perfection is typically intimidating and weird because it's like, how do I even, this person is always on point. Like, I'm not there. Most of us are thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, because there's plenty of people with great ability to finesse. There's people with, you said about being narcissism. Those people are typically at the top of these corporations. They're typically the people, right, making big, big money,
right,
because they're able to operate without thinking about what's going on to the people around them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Outside of some dollar signs.
Right.
And just, I don't know, it's a lot to really sit down and work through. And I hope some of the listeners out there take some time and really work through some of this stuff that's been dropped tonight, because I feel like between this back and forth,
there's some good stuff.
There's some good journal entries coming this evening.
Yeah, we got a few minutes left, but before we head out, though, I just wanted to touch bases on that concept. I like what you said, you know, about perfection and or, you know, about being smart. You know,
right,
I like that,
right,
you
right.
know. I don't think I ever call myself smart either. You know, I can't remember the last time I said that, you know. But problem solver, I definitely am, you know. And I believe in that, you know. And if I'm not solving a problem, I'm not putting too much energy in it if I'm not trying to. And
right.
So I guess for the listeners out there, just, you know, keep mindful of problem solvers and fear mongers, you know, because it's a lot of things going on in our country. A lot of things going on. I mean, you know, if you know anything about social media or even just regular media, I mean, they you know, they give you most of the negative news, and it spreads like wildfire. And so be conscious of the people you look up to, you know, our so-called leaders, our community leaders, some of the ones who tend to, you know, focus on the fear mongering, you know, say things that get you riled up. I see these things all the time, you know, people talking about celebrity gossip drama, people talk, you know, screaming about politics, you know, but I rarely see people solving a problem or trying to solve a problem. You're trying to get people upset and angry, but you have provided no solution for these people to move forward and what we're going to do about this,
right,
you know. And so if I don't bring up an issue, if I don't bring up a resolution right behind it,
right,
you know, I'm not here to fear monger. I'm not here to make people scared. We're not here to, you know, have people panicking. We're here to spread information and to solve a problem. You know, the reason why we do this show, because there's a problem out there and we want to solve it. We're not here talking about how bad people are and how bad the issues are in this world. We're talking about certain things need some attention, but you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We got formulas for this stuff, you know. And so when you connect with your people and you do want to grow and you do become open-minded, spend time with people that solve problems and less time with people that create problems, you know, and highlight problems.
Yes.
You know, and that's something that we really, really, really got to be conscious of. A lot of these people are not leaders, you know. They're leading you downstairs to the basement where the problems are, you know, and they want you to be nervous about it. You know, let's solve some stuff. Let's see what we can solve. Let's break this stuff down and figure out what we need to do, man.
Man, I got one little last piece to kind of throw out there, and this was something after doing a bunch of writing and stuff. Recognizing the value in encouraging people's persistence, celebrating people's persistence. Not like persistent in your inbox or something, but their persistence towards their goal, their persistence in working on a problem, as opposed to only celebrating once they've accomplished something.
Well,
because what if they never get to the finish line because they keep hitting these things? Are you going to wait 5, 10 years to tell them how great they're doing and what you see that they're doing. So make sure to give people they flowers during the process and not at the completion.
Why they can smell them.
Do that.
That's super important, man. That's definitely important to keep your people motivated, your friends, your family. You see them trying, even if you see one little change. Like when I see changes in people, like it could be my girlfriend, a good friend of mine, it could be a brother, anybody. If I see any little change, I acknowledge, hey, you know what? I noticed you did this, and I like what you're doing, and you know you're doing an amazing job, and I'm proud of you.
I like that.
You know what I mean? Any little change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I want them to keep doing this stuff. So
speak to what's working.
All right, well, we got to go. So we appreciate you guys listening. Calculated Conversation Radio Show next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Check us out.
Calculated Everything.
Calculated Everything.
They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand. But after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth. As long as you make a note to spread the scale.
This is KBOO Portland. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Hopworks Urban Brewery, offering sustainable brews and local food for 10 years, serving at the community at three different locations: Hopworks Urban Brewery on Southeast Powell Boulevard, Bike Bar on North Williams Avenue, and in Vancouver on Southeast Mill Plain Boulevard. More information online at hopworksbeer.com. KBOO programming is also possible with support from Gazelle Consulting, providing HIPAA compliance and IT security services to businesses throughout Portland and across the West Coast, including HIPAA consulting, software, and risk assessments and trainings. More information online at gazelleconsulting.org. Thank you.